Braves and Dodgers and Chavez Ravine. L.A. trying to snap a mini two-game slide. They'll send Rich Hill to the mound, taking on Julio Teheran of the Braves. Pick it up in the first. Corey Seager facing Teheran.
They play Seager as a pull hitter, and the pitch is pulled deep to right center field, and he pulls it all the way into the seats for a long home run. Corey Seager with a solo home run, and the Dodgers have the lead for the first time in the series. That's his 16th home run. Towering blast to right center, deep into the stands. And it's 1-0 Dodgers. The 0-1. Hit in the air to right field. That's trouble toward the corner and back toward the wall. It is into the bullpen and gone. Chase Utley with a solo home run, rattling the Braves' pen. And it's 2-0 Dodgers. Teheran pitching. And it's hit on the ground, third baseline. Teheran picks it up, throws to the plate, tag play, and it gets out of the middle, follows and rolls away. Puig breaks for second late, the throw down, he's safe. More bad luck for the Braves, the Dodgers have the lead. Weak little ground ball right along the third baseline. Teheran is a great athlete, came over, grabbed it, had no chance to throw out Puig. With his back turned to first base, so he took a shot at home plate. He fed Flowers with a perfect toss. Actually got into foul territory to give himself a throwing lane. It beat the runner, the tag into the stomach of Grandal, and the ball came flying out of the mitt of Flowers. Braves pen is quiet at the moment. High fly, well hit, right center field, back toward the wall, might go, and does. It's the third solo home run off Teheran in the game. And it's 4-2 Dodgers.
Boy, where did the Dodgers get this Taylor from? He has done some kind of job for him at the University of Virginia.
He got to it too quickly and dissuaded him. Line drive to the gap in right center field. That goes all the way to the wall. Hernandez is in. Barnes waved around third. He's coming to the plate to score. All the way to third with a triple is Taylor. And it's 6-2 Dodgers.
Dodgers win 6-2 the final. They snapped their mini two-game losing skid. Chris Taylor with a big impact off the bench. He finished the night 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. Rich Hill gets the win, striking out 8 over 6 1/3 solid innings. Here's Braves skipper Brian Snitker after the loss.
You know, pitch around the homers and it's okay. I mean, it was a good job, made a great play on the one run that scored. We couldn't hang on the ball, but I think Hill was probably effectively wild. It was hard to get a hold of him. Wasn't looking good in the ninth with Jansen coming in, but if we could have held it 4-2, at least we're within striking distance.
It was one too many long balls, and then that play at the plate was.
Yeah, it just kind of unfortunate thing, you know. Because I'd say Julio, that's the only play he had, and he made a great play on it. Solo homers, it's one run. A big hit was the triple, in the eighth, because it's 4-2. It's just we still got a crack. Matt Adams coming up in the ninth, and it didn't happen.
Anything Flowers could have done on that play?
It just kind of seemed almost like he caught it and ran into it. It probably 9 out of 10 times it stays in his glove. I mean, it just hit it just right where it came out. It
seemed like Hill was able to use that curveball. It's a really
effective good one. Yeah, really good one. And it's kind of like when he needed a strike, he went to it. And it's a big, it keeps breaking too. It's hard to get a hold of because it keeps breaking. So. Good job by he. He did a good job.
Camargo with another couple of doubles.
Yeah.
He's swinging the bat good. Yeah. Swinging the bat well.
You expect to have Brandon in there tomorrow?
Yeah. Right now I'm looking at having him in there. Yep.
In a long series like this, how hard is it to keep a Dodger lineup down?
It's tough. I mean, they keep coming at you. I said last night, even in that game, and we got the big lead, and it's just like you never feel comfortable against these guys because they can just – they're so aggressive, and they just keep coming at you. I mean, they got guys that come off the bench that – they're really tough outs when they don't play. I mean, it's they're deep. Their team's deep.
Well, Chase Utley just keeps going.
His hands just keep working. I mean, he's a baseball player. He just keeps playing the game.
What did you like about Kemp's diving catch there to Rob?
It was really good. I mean, he went a long way, and it was a great play. He just never stopped trying to catch the ball.
The Braves can win this series on Sunday when they send Sean Newcomb to the mound.